Okay, today's daf is Gittin Daf Tes, as we finish up the last section of Gemara before that was on the first Mishnah, and get into the second Mishnah here in the Masechta. So, says the Gemara now on Ches Amid Beis, we just had a machlokes between Abaya and Rava relating to an Eved that brings his get, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, an Eved that brings his Shtar Shichur also has to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta, and there are many comparisons in halacha between Shtar Shichur and Get Isha. They are both freeing, so to speak, breaking a prior connection. And we discussed that if an Evan himself brings it and it is not specified in the Shtar, but all it says is Nechasai, all of my Nechasim, so how does that work? And is one able to split the words of what he means? Because he himself has the kula of Bifani Nechta, Bifani Nechta, but the rest of the property, you know, doesn't have that kula. So do you split it or not? So Abaya says you can't split it. And he has the two suggestions in either direction. Either both work or both don't work. Well, Rava says no. Rava says you can split it. That he himself will be freed, but the Nechasim, he will not be Kone. So it says the Gemara four lines from the bottom. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna L'Rava. Kiman, who, Rava, who are you going according to? That you say that you could split the words and say it works for him, but not for the property. Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar Palgina Dibura. You seem to be going like Rabbi Shimon, who holds of Palgina Dibura, which is a major topic discussed elsewhere. The Gemara, though, has a limited usage of it here. We have Palgina Dibura in Eidos. We have, if somebody comes to court, the Gemara discusses in Masechah Sanhedrin, and is involved in an Avera, but we might accept his testimony regarding the other person, but not regarding himself. So that's a different type of Palgina Dibura. Here it's a Palgina of, do we allow the effect of his shtar to work halfway? Right, that is the question here. So the Mishnah quotes the Gemara quotes a Mishnah Maseches Peah Titznan. Where do we see Reb Shimon who holds Pagina Dibura, and the Gemara says that Rava, you must hold like Reb Shimon. Titznan Hakosev Kana Chasav LaAvdo Yatsa Ben Chorin. If somebody writes all of his property should go to his Eved. So the Eved is included in the property, and therefore he goes free, and he's Kona all of the property. Yatza ben Chorin, he goes free. But Shear Karko Kolshu, if he leaves over a little bit, without specifying what he left over, he says, you have all of my property except for a little bit. So then we have to assume that possibly what he left over was the Eved himself, and therefore he's not Kona anything. Lo Yatza ben Chorin, he does not go free. Rashi says, in the bottom Rashi, Bishlama Resha Delo Gully. If in the first case where he just says all of the property, he's not Megaladas that he's leaving everything over, Salomrin and Dashir. We don't assume that he left everything over. If he says all of my property, so then we can assume he's giving everything to the Evet. But in the case where he leaves something over and we don't know what it is, so we have to assume that it's something significant. And therefore, Hacha de Nachas L'Shiu, Ra'amrina de L'Didenami Shir, he left over the Eved. And when he says, what does he mean then by, oh, my property should go to you? If the Eved is not free, then nothing, then the Eved gets nothing, because he's still an Eved, a Kol Mashakana Eved, Kana Rabo. So what did he mean by saying, Kol Nechasai, Kenuyin Lecha? So it must be L'Chnufei Le'Kaasi. He just wants to make him feel good. He's being Machnif, as we had the big discussions of Chanufa in Masechta Sota by Agrippa Samelach towards the end of the Masechta. So the Gemara says that's what he must be doing here, but really does not mean to give anything to the Eved. Says the Gemara. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says no. Even in that latter case where he leaves something over, he can be free. Rabbi Shimon Omer la olam hu ben chorin. He could really be a ben chorin. Ad sheyomar kol nechasai nesudin leploni avdi. All of my property is given to my Eved. Chutz me echad mi ribo shabohen. Except for, you know, a very small percentage of them. So he's always a ben chorin unless he specifies a davar muat and it does not explain it. If he says karka, that's not the Eved. So in the case earlier that the Tanakhama quoted, the Eved would be free. But the Eved would not be kone karka. Because any karka might be the karka that the master wanted to keep for himself. But other property in the Eved himself would be able to be free. So therefore you see, Reb Shimon holds of Palgina Dibura. How exactly is a Palgina Dibura? It's working for himself, and it's not working for at least some of the property. That's how Rashi explains it. Let's read Rashi's words on the fourth line. Get us a discussion exactly how this line of Reb Shimon proves, like, Rava. We're going to go with Rashi's pshat on the fourth line. Umi tegamer Reb Shimon la olam hu ben chorin ashmiina. What does that mean? He's always a ben chorin. It's coming to teach me lo shna hecha dekanish arnachasim imo. It doesn't make a difference whether in cases where he is kona some of the other properties kugon shepire shashiur sheshir chutz mikarka ploni, where he specified what he left over. So then the Eved is kona the other property and himself. Veloshna hecha delo kanish arnachasim. It doesn't make a difference whether he was kona nothing else, where he wasn't mazkir the name of the karka that he was mishayer. Dekasev lechutz mi base kur karka tasha lo kona shum karka. So there he's not kona any karka because every piece of land ikalamemer hainu hudashir, maybe that's the one that the Baal left over, but still he's kona himself. Because he's not karka in this regard. Yeah, halachically, sometimes I've other hukshala karkos, but not regarding the umdana that we have here. And therefore, Reb Shimon says, you'd be able to say palgina dibura because he will be kone es atzmo, but he won't be kone the nechasim. So that is the Gemara's suggestion that Rav is like Reb Shimon.
This Mishnah, isn't that the original
Ibai? Isn't that the original Ibai? Here he left over with saying, shir karka kol shehu. There, he didn't say the specifically. He says, called, he says, right, he's mechalik between him. The original Abaye is nechasa kinuyin lecha, my nechasa, without specifying karka excluded. Here was saying, if he leaves over karka specifically, shir karka kol shehu, that's the case of the Mishnah. The ratio of the Mishnah, we're not being medayik here, we're being medayik in the safe of the Mishnah. The Torah's Gittin, the Nesivus, in his Sefer on Meseches Gittin here, is bothered by the Tanakama Shita. The Tanakama who says that once he's Mishayer a little bit, then the whole thing is undone. So he asks, why is that? So he doesn't specify. So, but why? He said, I'm giving all of my Nechasim, so why shouldn't we limit as much as we can? Right? Instead, we include as much as we can in the exclusion. So why is that? He says, the lachor yesh lahakshos, maishnami mishanas and nechasav la'acher, chus mikarka ploni. Right? If Reuven gives Shimon all of his property except for a specific karka, so Reuven's kona, all the karka except for a specific karka. You don't say, well, once he's nachas l'shiura, so then he must include everything and we have to be nervous. So he explains, the Torah's going to explain, it's going to come up in Hashem a little later also, that when it comes to being mishachmer and eved, that's a different type of halachic process than just giving something. Right, it's a little more difficult to do that, as we're going to see from the Ksos a little bit later. Bez Hashem, the Eved really can't be kona anything presently, and he has to be kona himself first before he's kona any property. So if we have any sfeikas about this transaction, then we don't compare it to other contexts in Dinim Amanus. And even if in other contexts of Dinim Amanus, it would be easier. Okay, he gets something. But here he might not get anything because it's an Eved and you have to have the krisus before he's kona anything, before he's kona anything else. The kivan, the shi'er, imkein, kol lav davka, ki lo kasav, kol klal, umemelo ha'eved, lo kona atzmo, mashenkein, b'shar makabli matana. You don't need it, it's easier, and therefore you'd be able to get away with other languages. Okay, either way, the Gemara says, so this is the suggested Pagina Dibura. I asked the Gemara of Amar of Yossi Bar Minyomi, Amar of Nachman. Didn't Rav Nachman say, Afal Pisha Kiles Rav Yossi Es Rabbi Shimon? Even though Rav Yossi said that Rav Shimon's Shita is amazing. A Pagina Dibura, Halacha Grebi Meir. The Halacha Grebi Meir, meaning the Tanakama Shita, that we don't say Pagina Dibura. Did Tanya, because the Tosefta says there in Peah, talking about the Mishnah, Kishanem Rudvarm Lefnei Rav Yossi, Kara alava mikrazeh, when Reb Shimon was quoted, so Reb Yossi quoted this pasuk, Sfasayim Yishak, Meshiv Dvarim Nechochim, the lips shall kiss, there is an answer of correct items. So what does that pasuk mean? It means he gives a kiss. So you see, he praises the Shita of Reb Shimon. What does that mean? Rashi tells us that different suggestions. Rashi says, Ra'uyu l'nashek, there's such a beautiful Shita, they're roy to be kissed. Or Tosa says, when you hear it, it's such a great idea that you have nothing to say about it, so you just keep your lips together in a closed way, and that is what the Gemara is saying, Sfasayim Yishak. Tosva says in Dibur Maskel Sfasayim, Osam Shvivo Sav, Mashikin Sifsoseyem Zulazu, Sheshoskin Vein Yodim Alahashiv. Either way, it's a language of a praise, and therefore, so the Gemara says that even though Reb Nachman said that even though Rabbi Yossi like Reb Shimon Shita, we pass like Reb Meir, that you don't say
Pagina Dibura. So the Gemara says, really, Miyamar Rav Nachman Haki, does Rav Nachman really say this, supporting Rabbi Meir Shita, that you don't say Pagina Dibura? What about the following context? V'amar Rav Yossi Bar Minyo, Miyamar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman himself says, Shchiv Meira. We know the normal rules of Shchiv Meira. Somebody on their deathbed, the Chachamim enacted that they are allowed to be Machna something without normal Darkei Kinyan, because we're nervous that anything that would not work would make them upset, might deteriorate their health status, might cause them to die sooner. So we say Shchimira, Matna Shchimira is Kichsuvenichu Mesurin Dami, and we allow them to transfer property. But that's only if we assume, if we could tell that it's real Matna Shchimira, meaning he gives away all of his property. If he gives away some of his property, so then maybe he's not such a Shchimira. You see, he's keeping some of his property. So, the Gemara says, Shchimira shekasav kol nechasav la'avdo, if he gives all of his property to his Eved, va'amad, and then he gets better. Baruch Hashem, he's healed. So, what's the halacha? Chozer b'nechasim ve'ino chozer be'eved. He could retract, says Rav Nachman, from his nechasim, meaning he gets his property back. That is considered dvarim shebelev o belev kal adam. It's clear that he only gave away his property because he thought he was going to die. If he gets better, he gets his property back. Ve'eino chozer be'eved. But he does not retract about his eved, meaning he cannot get his eved back. His eved goes free. Chozer b'nechasim matna shchiv meirahu. He gets chozer from his property because it's a matna shchiv meirah, and therefore the rules are, it only works unless when the person dies. If the person doesn't die, so then he gets his property back. Ve'en a chozer be'eved, and he does not retract when it comes to an eved. Why? Shari yasa lav shem ben chorin. Because once he has the status of a ben chorin, so then special din, he does not lose that status, and he goes free? Question mark. So you see Rav Nachman there himself holds of the concept of Palgina Dibura, that it works for A and doesn't work for B. Right? So how can he say that? Halacha is like Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah in Peah, meaning like the Tanakhama, that you don't say Palgina Dibura. That's the question. Tosfos here discusses in Dibra Maskel Eino Chozer Be'eved. He says, why not? He says, all of a sudden you say, he's a Shchiv Meira. He only meant for his words to work if he died. If he didn't die, why shouldn't it go free? As Tosfos Yom Tomar, Tiber Maskel Ve'eino. Ama Yatza Ben Chorin, why does he go free? It's only Kona L'Achar Misa, and it's Ein Gel Achar Misa B'chol Ofan. Even if you want to say that, oh, yeah, once he had the status of free, of a Ben Chorin, was he free yet? Right when the Shchiv Meira said it, did he go free? Tosis assumes he still doesn't go free until the person dies. And if he didn't die, then it should never kick in. So what does it mean that, oh, he had the status of being free for one moment? He never had the status of free, asked Tosis. Because the whole thing only kicks in once the person dies. Says, and the Gemara, what the Gemara really means by chozer ben nechasim was really that the nechasim don't leave his possession. Not that it went and it comes back. If the person doesn't die, nothing happens, halachically. And the person didn't die, so therefore, the Shchimira, it shouldn't work. Mana Shchimira, lo velo kane lachar misa, venke lachar misa, v'yesh lomar. So says Tosis, two suggestions. Dekaza lameh hayom. Okay, maybe he wrote it should go mehayom, malachar misa, meaning it would work from retroactively, so to speak, mehayom, and that's why we would allow the nechasim to go back, but he does have the status of a free eved, free person, inami, or Tosfos says, even if he didn't write it, he meant it. Afilu stama, tekiva dadash chiv meira l'shachrero, daito sheyikne b'sha'a sheru'uya l'shachrer, tahaynu mechayim. You're right, ain't get l'achar misa. He cannot be m'shachrer his eved after he dies, so it must be he meant it to occur before he dies. And therefore, whether he actually wrote it, Tosfos day number one, or we could assume that way, that's why it would work. Tosfos also has the next line where he says is a special takana d'rabanan. Takanas chachamim, that the person would want his words to follow what the Rabbanan want, and the Rabbanan say this is enough to be considered Ben Chorin, that we would allow the Eved to be free. Even though, ironically, there's an issur to be Meshachar your Eved. Lo'olam behem tavodu. So, but the Chachamim said that once you did it in a certain case, so we would allow it to work. That's Tosfos right here explaining why the line of Yatzah Ben Chorin works. But either way, so the question is, so how could Rav Nachman say, the Mishnah in Peah, that we don't say Pagina Dibura? What about this case? So answers the Gemara, El Amar Avashi, you're right. the reason before that he would say, the Mishnah in Peah, he holds like a Remeir, not because he rejects the principle of Palgina Dibura. That's not the reason. He would hold the Palgina Dibura, like he does here by Shchiv Meira. But there's a difference there by Eved. There's a difference on the case where it's not clear what the master had in mind. And that is, says the Gemara, Ela Amar of Ashi, Hasamayinu Taima, Mishum Delav Krusgitahu. It's not Krusgita. It's not a cutting get. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi and the Rif. Rashi here says, when you are Meshachar, your Eved, similar to when a person divorces their wife, there has to be full clarity. Full clarity of the break. If there's anything that's not clear, it's not going to work. So here, if the master says, I'm keeping something for myself, you're right, there's a good chance that it's not the Eved. But you know what? It might be. And that's not enough of a standard for breaking, for having a Shtar Shikr. So that's what Rashi says here. In the middle of Rashi Hasam, Degabi Isha Ksiv Sefer Krisus, V'shichri Avadim Gamri Lala Me'isha. And you need a Krisus Gomur Hu, a full, clear break, and therefore, according to Rashi, this is not a Krisa Mivureres, and that's why it's not going to work. That's what it means, Be'ina Krisgita Valeka. So really, maybe you hold a Palgina Dibura. That's true, by the Shchiv Meira case. But here, in the case of the Mishnah in Peah, it's not clear, so therefore it's not going to work. The Rif has a different focus. The Rif on Daf Beis Mevez and Daf Rif says, for the get to work, both by get Isha and by Shichrur, it has to fully belong to the Eved. The get itself, the document itself, has to be fully transferred. That's how it works. We'll get to Bon Ke'echad Meshim a little bit later. So here, you're telling me there's some property that the master is keeping for himself. So even if it's not the Eved, it's property. But therefore, this document still has a connection to the master. That's why it's not going to work. Because the document itself is not going to be able to be fully transferred. The Shiele Karka Kolshu, Vikasav Hachi, Begita, Havile Larabe Zechusa Begave Degita. Ukegon Ze, Eno Gekrisus, De Beino De Levi Gita, De Cherusa Kule Laavda. Veleka. This document itself is not going to be able to be transferred, and that's why it's not going to work. Period. Okay, last section of the Gemara, the last line of the Mishnah, back on Daf Beis said, Im Yeshalav Orin Yiskayim Bechosmav. If there are complaints, so then you have to do Kiyim Shtaris, right? That was the last line when we spoke about if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say Bechonin Achtam, right? Because it's Mesuyin Lekaimo and Bekiyim Lashma, but what if there's Irur? So then you have to be Mekayim it, right? The one of the three ways of Kiyim Shtaris, either getting the Edim or other Edim or getting another document. So says the Gemara, who's complaining here that you would be able and have to protect it and validate it? Ir er kama. How many and who is it? Ilema ir er chad. Is it one person coming against the get? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan devar yakol in ira pachas b'shtayim. Has to be at least two complaining. So be'ela ir er trei. So it must be two. So so there's two edim in the get that say that she's divorced, and then there are two other edim now saying it's all made up. So So then it's just two and two, and therefore my chazis to samach tahani smocha hani. So why would you trust the new edim and require kiyum? Maybe you should trust the first edim and not require kiyum. Why do you trust one over the other? It's not the chiddush of edim; it's hazama where you would trust the second ones. No, right? Why wouldn't you just trust the first ones? If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos says, but 1 minute, isn't there a Cheskas Eishes Ish? And that's why you should trust the second ones and not the first ones. This Cheskas Eishes Ish, Tosfos says in Smocha Hani, the little Tosfos, Sheposlan Achasimah V'lukmah V'Cheskas Eishes Ish. What's Tosfos emphasizing? Says the Pnei Yehoshua, explaining the Gemara's question. What's the Havamina? Otherwise, that Tosfos is trying to make sure we don't think. Says Tosfos, Kavanasam bazeh she'edei hakiyum heim edim achirim afilu hachilo shayech lameimar ukitrei edei kiyum lahaditrei ma'ararim she'omrim mizuyef v'nishar aget b'cheskaso de'edim achasum v'nalashar k'mishan nekare dusum avestin dami. If you remember, we had back on Dav Gimel, we have the principle that the shtar talks. We have the principle that when you have when the Baal HaShtar is holding the Shtar, Tfisas Baal HaShtar, that person and the Shtar testifies, it's a kosher Shtar, the Edom were kosher, it's not paid up yet, it works. So it says the Pnei Yeshua, that's what Tosfos is trying to emphasize to us. Even though we have the principle of Reish Lakish, of Eidim HaChasum and HaLashtar, Nasa Kamesh Nechkar Edusa Mebezdin, and therefore you should say it's as if it works without even the Kiyum. Says Tosfos, that's the Chiddush. We don't say that in this regard, because there's Cheskas Eishas Ish, and the whole thing that we would rely on this was because only the special Dindra Rabbanan Mishum Takanas Agunos, and we wouldn't say that works once there are Edim that are Ma'ar Er. Says the Pene Yoshua, Kosvo Atosus, Lo Shayach Lo Markein. Tekiva She'edim Hama'ar Arin, Postlana Chasima, Lo Shayach Lo Meimer, Ukiya Gera Chazaka, the Trey Kameya, Vare, and therefore, this is worse than a plain star that wasn't chasum, that it wasn't mekuyim, and therefore it says the Pnei Yeshua, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos, that the cheskas eishes ish would help out and ruin the power of the self-standing star. So that's the Gemara's question. So who's complaining here? Why would we require Maichad Esmocha Adi Esmocha Hani? Why would we rely on the second one, the first ones or the second ones? Right? Who in the Mishnah is complaining that we would then say that we would need Kiyum and the Kiyum would work? So, Ela Irer Debao. It's the Irer of the husband. So the husband, the Gemara is saying, is allowed to come and say it was all forged. Question. What happens if the husband comes and they can't find Edom to be Mekayim the Shtar? Is that a problem Darabanan or is that a problem Daraisa? You have a Shtar with witnesses. And the Baal comes and says that, you know, I think it's all made up. Says the Rambam, it's a problem d'oraisa. And the children would be mamzerim. If the husband, she would get married with this. An unbelievable chiddush. The Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Beis of Hilchas Gerushin. If Baha Balvi Irer V'Amar Lo Gerashti Me'olam V'Get Shehu V'Olam Mizuyafu Yiskayim B'Chosmov Du Kiyim Shtaris V'Im Lo Niskayim V'Lo No Du Eid of Klau Teitzei V'Havlad Mamzer Shaharei Einu Mugureshes. That's the Rambam. Unbelievable. Ask the Achronim. How does the Rambam say this? There are witnesses. You want to say the whole idea of Kiyim Shtaris. Remember we said earlier is Durabanan. How does the Rambam all of a sudden here say that if the husband is not Mekayim it, we're not Mekayim it against the problems that the husband brings, so then we're going to say that the children are Mamzerim, the same Pnei Yeshua. He says, what is this? How does the Rambam say this? Rabim Tamuhu, Mashakazah Rambam, Mi Harmrinan, Mi Daraisa Ein Sarakiyum, De Eidim Achasuman Al Ashtar, Hari Heim Kaboshe Nekridis Mabezdin. So how do you say that? And it's difficult to say. The Rambam holds like the shitas of the Rishonim that say Kiyum Shtaris is Daraisa. It's pashtus against the Gemara. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, why should it be Daraisa? And he does not give an answer. Vitzarech Iyun Gadol. Why the Rambam says that if the Baal is Ma'ar Er, so then the Shtar is problem even on a Daraisa level. So the answer that some of the Achronim give, what you have to say is that the Baal is different than Stam other Irurim. The Baal has certain power. He's the one that created the shtar. We're going to see at length later in the Masechta all about the Tzivui HaBaal and the Das of the Baal in creating this shtar. So you have to say that it's not even Midin Edus, right? It's quoted in the Biurei Adaf here. Shel Baal Yesh Koach HaIru Al HaShtar. The Ein Zeh Midin Edus Klau Ki In Midin Baal Davar. V'chol Divrei Reb Yochanan She'iru Shel Echad Eino Iru Hainu K'shemagia Midin Edus. Avo Midin Baal Davar Iru. The Baal has more power on the get, even when the woman's holding the get, that she has to be mekayim it. And that goes against Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Iru of Echad is nothing. That's not talking about the Baal Davar. The Baal has more power. And that's even more, it's even stronger than, let's say, if there is a Love that comes and says, I never borrowed the money. He can't do that. There are two witnesses, Midaraisa, he's have the money. Midaraisa, okay, Kiyum Shtaris. But would anyone say that on a Daraisa level, there's no Chiyuv, he could say that? So Pasha's not. Pasha's would dafka be the Baal that has the power. Tosfos also says here, there's another Irur de Baal. Look at Tosfos. I just emphasize that it's just the husband. But Tosfos says there's another element. But who adin, there's another people that could complain. Irer de Lekuchos. Sheba Isha Litrof Mehen. What if the woman brings this shtar and then wants to collect the ksuba from properties that the husband sold? So Tosfos says, the Lekuchos also, you would be able to stand up and say, prove it. prove it that you're divorced. Says the Rosh, not like the Rambam. It's only regarding Ksuba. It's not regarding, she could get remarried. She could get remarried, she just can't collect the Ksuba from the Kuchos. That's the Chilek that the, he said, that's what Tosis is saying, that's what the Rosh explains here. Umiyu b'shel ira de la Kuchos lo asrina lihinase. Aval b'ira de baal asura lihinase ashi iskayim b'chosmav. So you see there again, it's the Baal that has the power to prevent the marriage. If the Lekuchos, they can prevent the Dini Mamanis element. But they cannot prevent the woman from getting married. She is Muteres Lehi Nase. The Ran here, he says, once the Shliach says the Fani Nachtam Nachtam though, so then that he even helps her Lekuchos. Because once the Rabbanan made that Takana, then it's even going to help from the Dini Mamanis element of what she says. That's the Ran. V'imnises, let me just find the line. V'imnises beget kasher shehayit shliach shebefanem nechtam befanem nechtam nifras ksubasa min alakuchos tekiva dehemnu kebet shrei lahatira linase afhi nifras miksuba demisefer ksuba numo shekakasavla. Right, the connection between the ability to get married and the collection of the ksuba. It's only if it's not makuyim. So what we had step one was the Rambam. If the husband comes along and says that she cannot get remarried, period. Number two, if the husband does not come along and say it, but the properties that were bought by others, the Lekuchos come and say it, she can't get remarried, because Midaraisa, it's a good get. If she gets Befani Nechtam, Nechtam, then she can get remarried, and she can collect from Lekuchos, even without the Kiyum, because that's the Takana of Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Good. We continue. Says the Mishnah, where we had this Mishnah quoted earlier, on Daf Dal and Mabay, he's going over to Daf Gimel Abad Aleph. Right? What if a person cannot say Befani Nechtav? Then you have to do Kiyim Shtaris, because you don't have the Kiyim of, you don't have the Kula of the 1-8. And this halacha applies both to Gitei Nashim and Shechari Avadim. Shavu, Lumolich, Ulamevi. Both, even by a get, Shtar Shichrur, the Eved can come, and we have the Takana of Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam. Ask the Or of the Rishonim. Why? We mentioned that the whole idea is a Kula. A Kula, we don't want the woman to be in a state of Igun. Mishum Iguna, Akilu Be'Rabanan. So what does that have to do with an Eved? Right, so what's the problem? An Eved, why does he have to say Befanei Nechtam? He's going to be stuck not being able to marry? What do you mean? Tosfos says he can marry. If the get is no good, then he can still marry a Shivcha. If the get is good, he can marry a Bas Chorin. Right, so what's the issue of Igun here, asked Tosfos in the bottom. Remember, this is a special Ne'amanus that is discussed here in the first parak of Gittin. What Igun is there? Tosfos says, it's called Igun if he can't marry a free Bas Chorin. Yeah, he can marry a Shifcha, but ain't no Doma. Marrying a Shifcha, marrying a Bas Chorin, says Tosfos, V'yesh lomar d'chashiv Igun or d'asib Bas Chorin. And Tosfos adds, Umash Einu Chayev Bischayev B'mitzvahs. Remember, an Eved Kenani, who we are talking about, is only allowed to marry a Shifcha, and is not Chayev in all mitzvos, does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. So, being in that state, not being able to be free or marry a Bas Chorin, is itself called Igun. The Ramban says more Pasha, the Ramban says straight. No, in this case, where he has the get, but he didn't say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, then he's in limbo. He can't marry anybody, and it's Mamish Igun. He can't marry a Bas Chorin, because maybe he's still an Eved. He can't marry a Shifcha, because maybe he's a Bas Ben Chorin. So Rabban says, literally, it's Mishum Iguna. He can't marry. Remember the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin? We're going to have it later on. That if you have two people that own an Eved, and one of the masters frees, and one of them doesn't free, so we say, we force, Beish Pilol agrees to Beish Shammai, we force the other master to free the Eved, right? The Mishnah later on, Daf Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, Mishachesi Eved V'chesi Ben Chorin, Ovid is Rabo Yom Echa Ves Atmo Yom Echa, that's Beis Hillel, but Beis Hillel eventually agrees to Beish Shammai, because Lisa Shifcha Yevshah Shekvar Chesi Ben Chorin, Bas Chorin Yevshah Shekvar Chesi Eved, Yibatev Alo Nivra La'olam Elo Piri V'rivya. So here too says the Ramban, it's the same idea here. If he brings the get, but if it's a problematic get, then he's stuck. He's stuck in the middle, and therefore he wouldn't be able to marry anyone. And just one other question related to this. Again, it's a big day in the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks here, but isn't an Eved at Dini Mamanis? Isn't Devin in Dima Amidus? He's Meshachar his Evid. So really, it shouldn't work. So what? There's Igun applications. So the Pnei Yeshua says, you have to say that the element of marriage, even for an Evid, plays a major role. The Isser element plays a major role, and because that plays a major role, the Mamidus is Nigrar after that element. Okay, there's more there in the Akronim, but let's continue. So it says the Gemara. First line is what we had earlier. Mai eino yachol lomar. What does it mean that the shliach cannot say it when he comes? Ilei machereish. Is it that he's a mute? He can't say it. So cheresh barasuya gitu. Can he even bring the get? He can't even bring the get. What's on? The Mishnah says later on. Hakol chiron labias aget chutz mi cheresh od vakatan. He can't even bring the get. So what do you mean? Oh, he could come, but he can't say it. So Amar Rav Yosef, Hacha b'maya skinan, kigon shenasu lak shupi keach. He must have been a good shliach, and he gave it to her while she was healthy. Below is Fik Lomar, b'fani nechtam, atch nischaresh. But then, right after he gave it, so then, that's when he became nischaresh, and that's the case of Velo Yachol Lomar. And remember, Tosfa said about this line, does this prove that he doesn't have to say it exactly when he gives it? He can say it a few seconds later, and we discuss what if somebody drops dead, or becomes a cheresh right after, Tokedei Dibur, does that impact, Rabbi Chanan, we had, does that impact the Tokedei Dibur way of looking at it? So interesting, just, I mentioned, this in the daf, that you have, how you look at Tokedei Dibur might be in terms of how you look at time, how you look at quantities of time, not just a schus chazara. So somebody mentioned to me, when you send an email, you have for a few seconds, I'm not familiar, I'm not an expert, you have an unsend button. Unsend, for a few seconds. It exists and then unsend. It's mamish what we're talking about. Right? You send it, but still, no, it didn't really go yet. It didn't really go. It's in cyberspace. If you don't do anything, it's going to happen. But you can unsend it. That's Tokedei Dibur. That's, you have this, it's still called that you didn't send it yet. Because it's still, that's how you define time, even in our modern technological world. Anyway, okay. So weiter. Echa gidin ashe meshachuri avadim. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara. Bishlosha drachem shavu gitei nashim l'shachuri avadim. In three ways, we compare a get isha to the shikur of an evan. Shavu, l'molech, l'maybi. The Mishnah says the first one. Shavu to the takana of a funny nechtam. Number two. V'kol get sheyesh lo ve'ed kusi pasul. And any get that has an eid kusi signed on it, kusim, as we will see in the coming days also, whereas the nation of non-Jews that the king of Asher put in there to Eretz Yisrael, and they converted mitoch geire arayos, later on they gave it up, but originally they might have been neman for certain halachas, so a get that has an ekuzi signed in it, generally that's possible, because we don't trust them, chutz migidei nashim mishachori avadim. For those two, we trust them. We'll see why, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. And number three, the chalashtaros ha'olim ba'arkosh alovdei kachavim, all shtaros that go up and are used in the non-Jewish courts, afal pi shechosmein alovdei kachavim, if a Jew and a Jew have a din in a non-Jewish court, and the non-Jew signed, that's the pashtus, right? Afal pi shechosmein alovdei kachavim, ksherim. It's all good. Why? Rashi says, we'll talk more about this bishop tomorrow, dina demachusa dina. It's kosher because as long as the it's not one of the two exceptions of dina machusa dina, A, it's against halacha, or B, it's anti-Jewish specifically, right? Without those two rules, we assume dina machusa dina, the law of the land is the law, and again, comes up on tomorrow's naf. So it's kosher. Chutz migidei nashim v'shachri avadim. Non-Jews cannot sign on a get isha or a shar shichur because they're mufka. They're mufka from Betoras Gitin v'kidushin. They're mufka from a shichur, and therefore they wouldn't be allowed. So those are the three comparisons between the get isha and shtar shichur. That is three. Ukedivre, oh, stop there for a minute. Also, it's an important Rashi. Rashi says, but for dinim they're included because the dinim is b'chuz adina. And Rashi also says, aval ala dinim it's tabu b'nei noach. B'nei Noach are also mitzuve on dinim, and therefore it's one of the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach, the only mitzvahs asei included in the seven. So therefore, that's good enough that they're in the parsha, which is a big chiddush still. Yes, they have dinim, but that's not our dinim, right? It's not B'toras dinim of Am Yisrael. It might relate to what is dinim. Where's the Machlokas Rishonim? What does Dinim mean in the list of the seven mitzvahs? Machlokas Rambam Ramban, two of the shitas. The Rambam says, what's dinim? The dinim means to have bate dinim to make sure they're fulfilling the other six. That's the Rambam's limited shita of what dinim is. Why is this Rambam made known? Because the Ramban quotes this Rambam explaining the story of Shechem. Right, the Rambam in Sefer Melachim, but the Ramban quotes it in Parshas Vayishlach, right, explaining why the people of Shechem were chayiv misa. She quotes the Rambam: Shebnei Noach mitzuvim al adinim, v'ula hoshiv dinim b'chol plach v'plach ladun b'sheish mitzvah shalahem. And because they didn't, judge Shechem and Chamor for what they did, Gili Arayis, so that's why they were chayiv misa. The Ramban doesn't like that. He says, v'intvar malol nechonim etzli sheim kain. If that was true, so Yaakov Avinu would have given them a shkayach, wouldn't have screamed at them and been a bit upset at them. So the Ramban has his own pshat of dinim. He gives a different pshat of that the, why were they chayiv misa? Because they obviously did the, they were obviously murderers and all the avodah zara and they did other averas. That's why they were chayiv misa. But what's dinim? The Ramban has a much more expansive pshat of dinim. The Ramban says it means to set up a court system that affects all of societal needs. Lo shiv dayanim b'chol plach v'plach. To judge Geneva, Ona'a, Oshek, Skarsachir, Shomrim, Onis, Bafata, Nezikin, Chovel, Bechadero, Malvelove, Mekach, Memkar. All of the mitzvos, Kenyan Adinim, Shinistabu, Israel, similar to the dinim that were commanded. So according to the Ramban, it fits in a little better, right? That their dinim is at least more connected, not exactly, there are differences in halacha, obviously, but they're more connected to our dinim. Interesting, we know that they're only obligated in seven mitzvos. They're not obligated in any other mitzvahs. Can they do other mitzvahs? So we assume they can do other mitzvahs except for two. Right? They cannot learn Torah and they cannot keep Shabbos. Those are the two. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, those two are so defining that if they keep those two, that would like be creating a new religion. There's two religions. There's Jewish and not Jewish. Right? Those are the two in terms of chiyuv of mitzvos. And therefore, all the other mitzvos. The Radvaz there says, maybe not mezuzah and tefillin and the others, but mi'ikar din, they could do it. Rav Asher Weiss in Parshas Vayishlach has a beautiful discussion. What if a non-Jew does a mitzvah? A non-Jew wants to shake a lulav. Is that significant at all? Does he get any schar for that? Like an eina mitzvah v'yosa? Is it mitzvah? He wants to. He's very nice, he's very interested, and he wants to eat matzah. And he wants to shake a lulav. Does he get any schar for that? So he says, pashas for the Rambam, it sounds like he does. The Rambam sounds like he does. If you look at, if you're medayik in the language of the Rambam. What's a nafkamina? Goish and his gayer during Yemei Svira. Oh, right. If he counts Svira. And then on day 34, he converts. Can he still count with a bracha? Right? Is it similar to the katan shen his gayer? Right? The machlokes, with a katan, was he counting? Was he not counting? And he talks about this, if you say that the, according to the Rambam, would there be a mitzvah? But he says, Pashas is, it sounds like that way from the Rambam, that he would get schar. Because he said the Rambam, he says, Akam sha'asak b'tara chayim misa, v'lo yasok ela b'shev mitzvah shalahen bilvad. V'chein akam sha'shavas, afilu biyomit mimos achol. Right, he can't do that. He says, Ein manichin osam l'chadish das v'lasos mitzvos me'atzman, el oye ger tzedef yikava kol mitzvahs, or be involved in his. Ben Noach, here's the lashon. She'ratza lasos mitzvah mishar mitzvah satora, k'dei l'kabal schar, Ein monin oso la asosa kilchasa vim hevi ola mikablin mimenu nasan staka mikablin mimenu. It sounds like he gets it, and he says it even mefurish. He says it even mefurish in Pirush Mishnayis and Shrumos. He says a non-Jew afal pi she'enon chayavim de mitzvos im asum yem shum davar yesh lahem ksas char zeu min eikar shalanu. He says that in the Pirush Mishnayis and Shrumos. So they get tzar. It is recognized. But in terms of obligation, it's only seven. Seven, and the Chinuch says in Taftez Zayin in Ves Chanan, it's seven categories, as we mentioned in the past. It's not just seven. Avodah Zarah includes 10 or 15. Gili Arayis includes more. It's not just 7 out of 613. Or 7 out of, right, it's more than that. Seven categories. Continuing. So those are the three comparisons between Shtar Shichrur and Get Isha. Ukidivra Meir Bar Bar Meir is a fourth one. What's that? Ha'omer Tein Get Zel L'Ishti V'Shtar Shichrur Zel La'Avdi. If somebody gives a shliach and says, give this to my wife or to my Eved, Ratz Alachzer B'Shneim Yachzer. Divra Meir. Meir says you can be Chozerbo before the woman or the Eved gets it. You can be Chozerbo because your Meir holds they are both Chovos. They're not Zechuyos, the way we would say Zachin La'adab Shloba Fanav, and you can't retract. Remeir says they're both chovos, because now the woman and the Eved have to support themselves, so he can retract. So in that way, they would be chozer. The Rabbanan, we'll see later on, argue They say, the Rabbanan say, you can be chozer and say, b'shichrer, by an eved, you cannot be chozer, because it's a chus to be free, even though you can be chozer by isha, as we'll see. So either way, the Gemara says, bishmal, the Rabbanan, minyana, limute, hadri, meir. The Rabbanan say, oh, these three, the numbers to exclude the fourth one. El, the Rabbi Meir, minyana, limute, mai. According to the Rabbi Meir, what does the number exclude? Limute, haditanya, excludes the following. Edom, shein yodim lachtom. Edom that don't know how to sign. They don't know how to sign. How do you do? And you have two witnesses there, and he wants to give the get, and they don't know how to sign. They're illiterate. So makar and lohem niar chalak. What do? You rip on a paper. Umamalin esakiram dio. According to Rashi, this means you basically engrave their names, and then you have them fill it in with ink. They pour the ink in, so it's their writing. It's their writing. They write it. And Tosas here discusses, and the other he's shown him isn't neksav al gabi ksav. The engraving itself is writing. So it has to be in some way that you didn't do a full engraving. You engraved part of it, but either way, they get the credit. That's the Tanakama. Amar b'shimim gamliel b'medem ramurim b'kitei nashim. That only works by get isha, because the mishimi guna will allow this flexible type of signing to work. Avol, because of mishimi guna, avol b'shichuri avadim v'shar kol ha'shtaretz, but by all other shtaretz, including shichuri avadim, and this is what Remeir is excluding, right? You see they're different. Im yodin likros v'lachtom chosmin. If they know how to read it, then sign it. Let them be imlav. And if not, ain't chosmin tough. They can't sign it. Says the Gemara, read it? Karya mandakar shmei. What does reading have to do with it? So chizira mechzer v'achitani. This is what it meant. Edim she'ein yodim likros karen lefneyem. Edim that don't know how to read or write. Right? You read it in front of them, v'chosmin. And then they can sign it. V'she'ein yodim lachtom makaren lahem. And if they don't know how to sign, then you can do this whole process of engraving, and they'll pour the ink in. Period. Tosfos here says, is this a problem of aid mi pi aid? Right? If you tell them what it says, and then they hear about it, Tosfos says, it must not be, because it's not that the people are giving edus about what happened. They are just saying what they're reading. That's not called aid me pi aid, says Tosfos, and therefore it would be okay. That's Tosfos Zibra Maskel Koren, an important principle within that sugya. V'lo avi aimi pi aid, shein srikhan lahoid al ikra maisa, ela shomer kakasa bishtar. That's not called aid me pi aid. So that's what Remeir is excluding. Says the Gemara, Vesu Leka. There's no other comparisons between Get Isha and Shtar Shichur besides three or four, says the Gemara. But there are others. V'yaika. What about the following? Ha'omer Tznu Get Zela Ishti. V'shtar Shichur Zela Avdi. If somebody says, give this to my wife or give this to my Eved V'mesa, then he dies. Lo Yinu Lachar Misa. You cannot give either of these after the person dies. Tznu Mana L'ploni V'mesa Yinu Lachar Misa. But if somebody says, give this Matan, and then he dies, you can give a lachar misa. So you see, there's another comparison between get isha and shtar shichur, different than all other shtaros. Says the Gemara, kiktani milsa delasa b'shtaros. You're right. The list is only, though, the three and the four is only items that are totally not by other shtaros. Milsa deisa b'shtaros loktani. But something that does exist by other shtaros in certain cases, that's not on the list. So where do we have a matana existing in other cases? The following, the Shalach Ravin Mishmei de Rabbi Yavahu, Haviyadin, you should know, Shalach Ravin Mishmei de Rabbi Yavahu, know the following statement, Shchiv Meira she'amar kisvu v'tznu mana l'ploni v'meis, a Shchiv Meira that says, write and give this to so-and-so, and then he dies, Ein kosvim v'nosnin. Shtar matana does not work in that case. Why? Shema lo gamar lachnoso, ela b'shtar, v'ein shtar lachar misa. He didn't just say, give it to so-and-so, he said, write it and give it. And if the shtar wasn't done before the person dies, there's no shtar lachar misa. So you see, there is a case of a shtar didi mamanis that does not work. So therefore, it's not unique. It's not a unique halacha of shtar shichur and get isha, and that's why it's not on the list. Says the Gemara of Iko Lishma. So what about the din of Lishma? That's unique to these two. Bishlam ala rabba hainu molechu mevi. According to Rabbi, it is on the list. That's the first one. But that's the Lishma element. El al Rava Kasher. According to Rava, nothing to do with the Lishma. So it's not on the list. Visu, Bain Larava, Bain Larava, Haika Machubar. And what about if it's the star is attached to the ground? If you write it on a tree, that doesn't work. Kiktani Psula Durabanan. Da Araisa Loktani. On the list is only Psulam Durabanan. Machubar is a Psul Daraisa by these two, and that's why it is not on the list. Period. Stop there for a moment. We'll just end off with the Ksos. The Ksos, this Ksos we're going to mention five times in the Masechta, at least. Simen Reish Osei. The Ksos asks, why does a Shtar Shichur need Lishma? Lol, okay, you could say it's Lishma when it comes to There's a gzeira shava between love and shava, but is there a svara? The Ksos asks, he says, why? He says, let's say the Eved himself brings the shtar. He says, why is it? He says, so he needs lishma. But let's say, am I allowed to sell my Eved to someone else? Yes, without lishma. What's the difference if I sell my Eved to someone else, I don't need lishma, versus I sell my Eved to himself, I free him, it needs lishma. Why does a shtar shichur need lishma, but a shtar mechira does not need lishma? Says the Ksos, and this is his yesod, he says, shtar shichur, compared to get isha, they work differently. After all, they work differently if it's shtar shichur. Why? Because they don't have a yad. How does it work that a woman gets divorced? She has to have the get in her hand, halachically, but she has no hand. Halachically, mashakon sa'isha konabayla. The Eved has no hand. So how does he kone? How does that work? If I'm giving an Eved to my friend, okay, I could give it. That's fine. You don't need the Eved's yad. But here I need the Eved's yad. How does that work? That's the magic. The magic of shtar shichur and get isha is ba'in ke'echad. It happens all at the same time, where it's logically really it can't happen. It's circular logic. That's the chiddush of the Torah. It's magic. At the same second that he gets his own hand, he gets the shtar shichur, he gets the get isha, it works. That's the magic of that principle. And we don't have that anywhere else. So says the Ksos, if Reuven wants to give a field to Shimon, and he puts the shtar matana in the field, and says, here, you're kona it with the field, that doesn't work, says the Ksos. You don't have ban ke'echad outside of these contexts. And that's why he says, and this is his formulation we're going to come back to a lot, it's not really a kinyan. Get is not a kinyan, it's a nesina. V'nasan biyada. Because by a kinyan, for example, you can't write it on Isuri Hana. And get, you can write it on Isuri Hana, because it's just it's a different type of process. It's a different type of halakhic mechanism. And therefore, it's dafka works here. Umei ha time anira, ha de kaimla kasval Isuri Hana kosher. Afagav deleka torres zechia bi Isuri Hana. Mishum de gerishin, it works. And that's why the gerishin works balkarcha, daraisa. All these halachas, because it's not a normal kenyan. It works balkarcha, it works on Isuri Hana, it works bon ke'echad at the same exact moment in time. All of that is because it's a different type of halachic process. And that's what the Ksos says in Simon Reish, Osei. And that's why you will need lishma by a shtar shichur, even though you don't need lishma by a shtar mechira of an eved to one's friend. Okay, we'll stop here by Vaha Arkos. We've got to get into this Beth Hashem more tomorrow. Another Tosfos that we didn't get to. Tomorrow is Dina de Machusa Dina. Beth Hashem comes up on Amabez, and we'll stop here.